and daf yitzayin amud aleph. V'shenosnu chitisam bi'eretz achayim. We said that there are that the minim and mesayres v'shenosnu chitisam bi'eretz achayim. The yerdim legehenem and adoyinim bo ledoyrei doyres. That they were matel aima on the tzibo. Omer avchizde zaparnes hamatel aima yiseira ala tzibo shaloi l'shem shamayim. So they're nidin ledeire deiris. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol parnes amatal eima yiseira ala tzibu shaloi l'shem shamayim, ein eroye ben talmet hochem. Besides, af yana velt is a nidin ledeire deiris, af der velt he won't be zeiche to see a ben talmet hochem. Shenema, it says a posik in Iyov, l'chein yirei uhu anoshim, he made that people should fear him. He was matal aime. Is lo yire kol chachmei leiv. He will not be zeiche to see chachmei leiv. Children which will be chachmei leiv. They bring from Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner said, im aparnes hamizgol atziber shaloyish l'shem shamayim, he will not be zeiche to see a ben Talmud Chochem, but he says a parnas that's mizgoa ala tzibo l'shem shamayim, so zeiche v'roye ben Talmud Chochem. He'll be zeiche to see a ben Talmud Chochem. Now, Chaim Volozhiner continued, and the proof to this is my father. Chaim Volozhiner's father was the parnas, the Vaisis and Volozhin, V'ha'om hikshivu lekoiloi, v'noak parnasusoi beromo. He was vaistis, he was parnas, he was noak parnasusoi beromo. That means he was very streng. V'zocho, sheyotso mimenu ben talmud chochem, asho hoyenechshav letalmud chochem, gam bimei hatanoim v'hamayroim, v'hu ochi Rab Zalmele. That's what Rab Chaim Volozhiner said. That what he was zeiche to such a son that would be considered a Talmud Chochem b'mei Chazal, that was because he was a parnes l'shem shamayim. Zok the Gemara Vaita, we hear a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. What is the halacha by a beinoni? Beis Shammai held a beinoni is yored l'gehenim. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel holds that mate klape chesed. Beis Hillel oimrim v'rav chesed mate klape chesed. Heicha ovid. How does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam do this? This hato klape chesed. So we have here a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Elazar oimer koifshoi. Shenemar Yoshuv Yirachameinu Yichboish Avoinai Seinu. So Rashi says a very interesting pshat. Omar Rav Yehuda Gassim Lagasin the Omar Koivish Eskav Hamoznayim Shel Schus. Rabbi Nishloim is Koivish the Kaf Hamoznayim Shel Schus Umachriyin Es Avoinis. He pushes down the scale. We're learning Sisrei Torah over here. Chassam Sofer is Ma'orer. I mean, we're clearing what the Rabbeinu Shlom does. He fiddles around with the scale. Very interesting. Koivsha, he pushes down the side of the scale that there's the mitzvahs. And if that's the case, so Koivsha is Kafos Dam Shel Schus Machines Avoynis Yichboi Shavoynis Einu Yichulboi. So then the avoinis will be less than the mitzvahs because the Rabbi Shalom was koivish the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yaisi Bachanina Omar Noise. Shenemar Noise Ovein Bioiver Al Pesha. So what does Rashi say? Noise Magbia Kaf Moznaim Shal Ovein. Again, the Rabbi Shalom, the scale, he raises the tzad of the tzad of the avoinis and memela, so the tzad mitzvahs way down. The Maral explains a little what the machlokes is. It would seem the machlokes is as follows. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the mitzvahs that are, according to the first man, the Yoma, there's the achshivas of mitzvahs, there's achshivas what a scale can detect. And the scale, for the scale, it seems gleich. By a Beinini, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees the yakris and the chshivas of the mitzvahs that the Beinini did, which the scale cannot detect it. So that's why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is koivish, the tzad ha-mitzvahs. The second man, the Yom Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanine, again, the scale perhaps is margish too much the chimer of the chet. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is nice oven by a Beinini and fakert. So, in other words, there's an adjustment of the scale by a Beinini. A Beinini who, that was a life of a Tmidius Dike Melchome. He was, we say he ended up as a Machtze al Machtze. So it seems the scale cannot, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam adjusts the scale. That's the Matei Klapei Chesed. The mitzvahs can be judged in a different light, and the Averis can be judged in a different light. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is a different cheshbon. Mavir rishain rishain v'chein hi hamide. Zogt Rashi, mavir rishain rishain ovoin shebarishainim haboim lesitan lechav maviroi v'shaimtoi. The Mephoshim explain, this is a Gemara in Yumedach Sechmeir, the first two Averis a person does, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Meichel them. The Cheshbon starts from the third Avera. So this third Avera is Mitle Toli V'koi. This third Avera, so we're starting from the third Avera. If, because of this third Avera, he'll be a Beinani, so then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes away the third Avera, so it comes out that he's a Tzaddik. If, with this third Avera, he's a Rosha, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't take it away. That means this third Avera is put on hold. Let us see Rashi. Ma verishin rishin, ovein sheberishoinim haboim lesiton lekaf. From the first Averas which are put on the scale, the first of the Eibishter is Moichel. The third Avera, which is put on the kaf, ma virei vishoimtoi sheim hoyu machtze al machtze, given shechosar echad mehem yichu aschuyes vekache yamide. That's the mida of matik lapechesed. But the Gemara says, "Omarov evovin atzmoi einoy nimchak deike ruba avoynis machshev bahadayu." Pshat is not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is moichik tevei evovin atzmoi einoy nimchak alamunach letzad echad. This put on hold. Deike ruba avoynis bahaday. Let's see the Bach. Ruba avoyne, shim lo yachiyu haschuyois achshov, v'yiyya machtza al machtza, nimtza d'roiv avoynes havi bahade yahu. That means, if by taking it away, it will first become machtza machtza. And by leaving it there, it's roiv avoynes. So memele, so then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam cheshbens with that oven. Al munuch atzadach, dike ruba avoynes, bahade yahu oven, mischashiv badai limnesim rishoim gemurim. Then he has a din of a rosh agomo. Rova oma, kol hamavir al midoisov, mavirim loy al kol pshov. A person is mavir al midoisov. So Rashi says, Mavel midoisov mi she'enoi medagdek limdoid mido lemitzarim oisoi. He doesn't make a cheshbin to those who are mitzarim. Umeiniach midoisov, the cheshbin thinking what you did, the avle, v'hoilich loy. He leaves it, a machnish kein cheshbonis. K'mayin maviran ala mitzvahs, one shouldn't fabbaigein a mitzvah, and maviran ala oichlin, meinichan v'hoilich loy. So the mide, the cheshbon, he doesn't cheshbon with the avle that Yenna did with him. Maviran loy al kol pshov, a mide sadin medakdekes achreihem, Elamanchosan Bailechas. Just like he doesn't cheshbin with Yenim's Avla to him, so the Midas Adin doesn't cheshbin with his Pshoy, a Moiridic investment. Shenema, Noise Ovain Vioiver al Pesha, so there's a Girsa from the Goin. The Goin says, Goiris, Lemi Oiver al Pesha, Lemi Shenoise Ovain. And the Lakuti Basa Lakuti explains Pshat as follows. Pesha is Mered. Ovain is Mezid. Noisei, the Taich of Noisei is Soivel. Oiver means it's completely erased. So the Pasuk tells us, Lemi Oiver al Pesha, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Muchen to erase a Mered. If you'll be noisei a ovoi, we're not talking about a pesha. Someone does something to you, a pesha lahachis, sebrenter abyssal. Rabbi Shalom will understand this. But if Yenna did an ovoi b'mezen, you'll be soivel it. It's not erased. You're not erasing it, but you're soivel it. So oiv, the Rabbi Shalom is oiver al pesha lemisha noisei ovoi. Rafune bereid Rav Yeshua cholash. Avun Brady Vishua once got sick, all Rav Popa Lishiyulebe. So Rav Popa went to visit him. Chozye the Cholish Le Alme, he saw that it's very ernst. Omalahu Tsevisi Le Zavdosa. You have to prepare him, you have to prepare Tzedol HaDerech. In other words, you have to prepare Tachichim for him. The Yinyakiv asks, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Kolzman, a person is alive, one is not permitted to do anything about the Kvura. You have to wait. So he asks, Kibayz Batzorchin. Al Kaponim, he told the Bnei Bayis, they should get Achichim. L'soif Itbach. In the end, he got gesund. Have a Michsif Rav Popa Lemechse. So Rav Popa Tzach Geshemt, like he had come in, he was a Mavakir Chaylan, he was a Malava Meis also already. He came at the Gizok, they should purchase Tachichen. She was ashamed to look at him, like he made such a toys. Later, the Zeyzuk Tosif Sechomim shot. Later, when he had the courage to speak with him, he said, "My choses, what did you see in your matziv? Oh, malay, ain hochi have it. You're right, Taka. They were guys, I was, it was the Einish of Misa was Niknes alive. Omulu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoyel v'loy mukim b'milei loy sekumu b'hadei. Since I'm a person who's oival midoysov, eine mamid al midoysov, so loy sekumu b'hadei loy tedaktik achov, and that's why he was zoiche to get yorin. Shenema noisei oven voiber apesha lemi oiber apesha lemi shenoisei oven. Rashi says, Tzvisele zavdus echin le tzedel aderch mahi tzedes hameisim tachichim. Itpach nisrape. Zogte gemore weiter. So it's a meure dike zach. Omar Rav Acha Bar Chanine, Vesheiris Nach Losse, Omar Rav Acha Bar Chanine, Aliyo Vekoitzbo. This is a very fat piece of meat. It's an Aliyo, a very tempting piece of meat. It's gewaldig. A person has an opportunity that they should be over al pshov, but Vekoitzbo. But there's a difficulty to it. You can't be zeiche to this easily. Rashi says, Al Yeshmeina Yeshkan. It's a very fat piece of an Aliyah. Rabbi Kaitzba, Kleima Shmeina, Kleima Dovo Tanchumim Yeshkan, Ava Yesh Besoicha Dovo Toshe. Sheena Yishovel Akil. Not everyone could be Mekayim this. Lish Eris Nachlosoi, Veloy Lechol Nachlosoi. Not everyone is the Eibishta Oiver Al Pesha. The Tnai is Lemi Shemesim Atzmoi Kishirayim. Rashi says in Sanhedrin that he has the Midas Anove. That means there are some times that a person doesn't, let's say Reuven shepherds with Shimon, Shimon doesn't, he's mavral midoisev, that means he doesn't speak with Reuven, he doesn't talk to him about it, because it's below his dignity. Pshat is, who is he to insult me or to do anything? So that he's mavral midoisev is not mitoich anvesanusa, he's mavral midoisev because fakert, he looks down on Yena. Such a person will not be zeiche to that the Rebbein shall be over al pshov. If he's take mavar midoisov mitoich anivis, the Meirinayim says pshat, shemeisem atzmai kishirayim. So the Meirinayim says pshat, that means that if Yen insulted him, so he says that there's a lot left over what he didn't say, because he doesn't know about me. I know about myself, so there's a lot left over. If he looks in it with that perspective, then he zeichet that Rebbein Shalom is over al pesha. Rav Huna Rami ksiv tzadik Hashem b'chol drochov, v'ksiv v'chosid b'chol maisov. Tzastire tzadik v'aistois b'mishpat emes, b'tzedek. Chosid v'aistois nichnas lefnim mishur esadim. So he answered b'tchilo tzadik ule b'soif chosid. So that means the Pasuk is speaking about the Darkei Hashem, the halachis, the anhogis that Rabbein Shalom has, that tzedek, also is eisgehalten. Ulebesoif, so Rashi says, k'sheroye she'ein ha'oilom miskayim bedin, Rabbein Shalom sees, but if there will be anhoga of din, there won't be a kiyim ha'oilom, so the lemaise is with chesed. If it seems the lemaise is with chesed, if ksheroye sheina oilam miskayim bedin. We'll see later in the Gemara, if there could be a kiyim bedin, then there's no haftocha of a chosid b'chol maisav. Although when it is that way, then there's b'chosid b'chol maisav. Rabbi Lozo Rami ksiv l'cho Hashem chosid, ksiv ki ata tishalem l'ish kemaseyu. Again, astire, kemaseyu v'aistachois, exactly v'sekumtem. So he said the same question. Betchilo shtaltzach heve kiyata tishalem kemas ayu. But l'besoif means, k'sheroyin. Shein oilam miskayim l'cho Hashem chosid. Zuktaisvis. Betchilo kiyata tishalem. V'ochi kamakro. L'cho Hashem chosid likonis lefnim mishur asadin. Kshata roye shein oilam miskayim shetishalem leish kemasayim. So that's why the even though the pasuk is magdim the chesed, but is at night is chesed kshata roye. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ilfe v'omri lo ilfa rami ksiv v'rab chesed ksiv v'emes v'tchilo v'emes ulav soif v'rab chesed. Again, the same mahalach. Vayaver Hashem al pono vayikra Omar Rabbi Yochanan il mole mikra koso v'yefshel la'imray. The Rabbi Yochanan was medayik the lotion of vayaver Hashem al pono. Melamed shenis atef hakadosh baruch hu kishliach tzibur v'hera lo lemoshe seide tfila. Either Vayaver means, Vayaver is a lotion of Oiver lifnei hateve, like a shatz, or the lotion of Vayaver is, Shemavir kishat, Shemavir talisoi al ponov. So Chazal HaMadaik from the lotion Vayaver, Shenisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishlir, Tzibbe v'herloi l'moyshe seide tefila, omaloi. Kozman she Yisrael choitim yasu lefonai keseida hazeh vani moichel lehem. That Amir de Kezach, the schus of the Yud Gimel Midrash shel Rachmim, Kozman she Yisrael choitim yasu lefonai keseida hazeh vani moichel lehem. So others say pshat, to bring from the Alshach HaKadosh, Yasu lefonai. L'chayr, it should have said, Yoimru lefonai. What's Yasu lefonai? So others say that Yasu lefonai, that if Yidin will be doing like the Yud Gimel Midis, Mahu rachum, afato rachum, mahu chanum, afato chanum. So if a person with a chazay firin, is a debishte bet moichu zayin daveris. That's how others learn pshat. They bring a very interesting pshat from the Ponim Yofis. The Ponim Yofis says, since the Yud Gimel Midis, according to a lot of Rishonim, starts a kaponim from kale. Kale, rachum, melech past mahu rachum, afato rachum, mahu chanun, erech apayim. From rachum, we could emulate the anhogas of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But mahu kale, afato kale, so you can't say that. So al kolchach said upon him, yofis, so al kolchach vaistachois, that it's not necessary that there should be an asiyah. The amira is also sufficient. So the Ponim Yofis says, kale, hayreisa lonu loimar shaloi shesrei. From the midah of kale, we see that it is sufficient loimar shaloi shesrei. It's not noitik that yasu lefonai. Hashem, Hashem, anihu koidem sheyechto ha'odom, Banihu la'achel sheyechto ha'odom v'yase tshuve. Let us see what Rashi says. Hashem, Hashem, midas rachmim. Ani merachem koidem sheyechto, v'ani merachem achel sheyechto im yoshuv. So just so others say pshat, in Rashi, Lukuti Bas Lukuti brings from someone this pshat, the Rosh asks Akasha, and Mr. Taisa speaks about this, Hashem, ani midas harach, ni merachem koidim sheyechto. So, l'chere de shayla is, what is the big deal, ani merachem koidim sheyechto? And the Chonish Ketan can chet. So, what's the ani merachem koidim sheyechto? So, the Rosh says one teretz, that even though the Rabbeinu Shlolem knows that he will be a choyte, aber de vale ton is gesindig ba sher husham ani merach im koidem sheyach de vale ton is gesindig we darf nicht kein basides so the kuti bas kuti brings from someone the what's the merach im ache sheyach to de der bei sham das look na see this im yoshuv not im shov im yoshuv der bei sham if der bei sham sees that he will do tshuve to is a shein merachem that's the merachem koidem sheyach to and there the Asidus spielt nicht kein Rolle, and im Yoshuv, the Asidus spielt doch ja Rolle. The second pshat, Rosh says, ani merachem koidem sheyechto, Rosh wants to say, it is speaking about that a person was machashiv, a machsheves avay dezore. So like this, the halacha is, the Rebbein Shalom was never mitzaref machshav arole maise, hafal pikein, by machsheves avay dezore, the Rebbein Shalom is mitzaref. So the Rosh says, but that is only if he'll do later a chet of Avodah Zarah. Then the Rebbein Shalom is mitzaref the chet of Machshava. But if later he didn't do a chet of Avodah Zarah, so that the koidim sheyechta before he does a chet is the Rebbein Shalom is marachim, even though he was machashiv to be an oivet Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav Yehuda. Beris kruse liyud gimel midais she'einam chayzreis reikam she'nema hinei anoichi koyreis beris. There's a moiridike droshes haran. The ran explains, this is a difficult parsha. First the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that he will not go together with Klal Yisrael. Takelt is standing a malach. And Rabbein Shalom explains, because he an am kshei oiref, and if there'll be a, Rabbein Shalom admit came, there'll be a moiridike tviye. So, the Rabbein Shalom says, takelt in nishalech malach, but an azan hoge, but the matzav of Klal Yisrael, it's not l'tayeles, that Rabbein Shalom should go together with them. And Moshe Rabbeinu action sechain, no, but the Davka that Rabbein Shalom should go together with us. Frag that Rosh Hashanah, I verstehe doch nicht. What's happening over here? Rabbein Shalom retach, it's not begeder oynish. It's a praktische Sach. Moshe, so what's action to sechain? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, tzich eingakshin, Rabbeinu Shalom, you should go together with us. Now there's a problem. I have in mind, it's a big problem. And nam kshay oire, molton chatoim, it's a big problem. So Adarabba, zog miraneitza, how we can solve this problem. Mizolton chatoim, you should be able to go with us. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's actionis. And Moshe Rabbeinu had gepoilt, as Eibish had gesucht to chabaneitza after soichit. That b'shas you'll be say the yud gimel midah sharachmim says the krisis bris that Rabbeinu Shalom will be moichel nechatoim, and the Ran says that this is a bigger pella than the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Why is it that way? So he says as follows: because the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabbeinu Shalom did when the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to do them. So it's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rabbeinu Shalom gemacht ploim, niflois. He says, aber here the Rabbeinu Shalom made that it's biyad shel klal Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shalom should be meichel der Rabbeinis, through the haskore of the Yud Gimel Midas shel Rachmim. There was a bris krus, there was a krisis bris on this. She'enom chayzreis reikim, she'nem ine enoichi keres bris. Let us see Taisvis. Let us see Rashi first. Bris krusel shloish esrei midis halolo shim yaskirum Yisrael betfilis ta'nisam einam chayzreis reikam. So Sir Chomem asks, where did Rashi see tainis? About Kapolim, Rashi says that. Rashi says the krisis bris is davke betfilis ta'nisam. Shloish esrei midis, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the shnei shemes orishoinim, heim shnei midis. These are two midis, kidamrinen hocha. Ani Hashem koidim sheyechto lorachim olop. Ani merachim laachta sheyechto im yoshev. Hashem midis rachmim. So there's a rachmonus, koidim sheyechto, there's a rachmonus lacha sheyechto. Hashem midis rachmim, ubleikalakim shemidis adin. Then there's no say ovein vafesh bechatov v'nake hem nimnim bedalot k'lisa biyume peperkom l'mamamun. Da'avoynes elus doynes pshoim elu hamerodim ratois elu ashkoges. U'megilas storim derabeinu nisim ein moine shom orishin. Shem orishin. In megilas storim of Rabbeinu Nisim goyim, the first shem is not from the yud gimel midah shel rachmim. She yes psik bein hashemes, mishum dohochi komal kro. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, sheshmoy Hashem, koro Hashem rachum v'chanun. It says vayaver Hashem alponov, vayikro Hashem, vayaver Hashem alponov, vayikro Hashem. And steht doch weiter, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Bechanu. So the first Mide starts from Hashem. The Rosh asks on the Rav Nissen Goyen, he says, you see in all the Shulen, that the Tziba fängt an sagen, fängt it an the Schatz doesn't say, Vayikra Hashem, and then he says, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, weißes, mir fehlt sich nicht wie Rav Nissen Goyen. But that's what he says. The Neitzer Chesed La Lofim, he gets stuck with Yud Gimel Midas. So he says there's two things. Neitzer Chesed is one Midah. And Lalofim is another Midah. Moideh b'shtay Midas. The Neitzer Chesed hainu Midah Achas. Lalofim Midah Acheres. Shem Midah toiv behu b'chomesh meis amidis peronis. Tosim ksiv aribayim. Ocher ksiv Lalofim. Zogte Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yochanan, gedoyle tshuve shemekaras gzardinoi shel odom. The tshuve is bekoyach to be kereya gzardin, shenema, hashleim, hashmein leiv ha'omaze, v'oznov hachbeid, v'einav hosha, penyire be'einav. If it would not be like this, then they would see with their eyes, the eyes wouldn't be covered. V'oznov yishma, they'd hear with their ears, v'lebov ha'yovin, Vishav, and they'll do tshuva is verofaloi. So memela, so we see al yedei tshuva verofaloi. Omale rapoto labaye. What's the raya of Yochanan? Vidulme lifnei gzardin. How do you know that this is ach gzardin? Maybe it's lifnei gzardin. Omale verofaloi ksiv. איזה דבר שצורך לרפואה, אבי אומר, זה גזר דין. בהצברוף עלי. תאיס וסס ושוב הרוף עלי סליחס אובוין קור הרפואה, כדי ספק שאיני דמגילה. פתחס מתאיס וסרפופר הדיפרם שעת, ורוף עלי מינס, that it's merape the digdin. Meisve. Now, lechere, we mentioned on Daf Tezayin, Asfas Emes, that Asfas Emes says, before the Gzardin, there's also an oynish. You don't need a gzar din to make an oynish. A din is also an oynish. But the chaymer of a gzar din that the Gemara said before that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for example, the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda. That hakol nidin bereish hashanah and masnisin agzardin, but the gzardin of each one is baba pokim hoilam nidin bepesach alatvur. That means the din is bereish hashanah, and the gzardin is pesach antvur. So the Sfas Emes says that means the din alone is also a mechayev, no, but it's a chaymer of a gzardin. So therefore, I don't understand what's the raya from the verofoloi. It could be if by a din there's also onshim, so lechayre could be this a rofoloi on that. They don't have a raya fakert, but I'm very unclear in this. Yeah, meisvei. In fact, abakaponim, Rabbi Yochanan said that the tshuvas kareya gzardin, meisvei. In fact, the Gemara Kash, we learned about Reis, Ashov Bein Tayim, if a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Moichlon Loi. Loi Shov Bein Tayim, if he didn't do tshuva, and say after Yom Kippurim, Afilu Heivi Kol Eilei Nevoye Sheba Oilom, Ein Moichlon Loi. If he didn't do tshuva, Ein Moichlon Loi. So that me doch klo, that if one doesn't do tshuva, if one doesn't do tshuva, so it won't help. The Rabbaran brings a raya from this Gemara. There's a bakan to Rambam. The Rambam says, a beinani between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, if he does tshuva, so he'll be zeiche to be nechta, to be nechta, and nechtam l'chaim. If he doesn't do tshuva, so then it's fafalun. So the achoinim ask akasha, why do you have to do tshuva? He's a beinani, so let him do some more mitzvahs and they'll become a tzaddik. Rambam says that roiv mitzvahs is a tzaddik, a beinani is machtz al machtze. So Rabban says from this Gemara you see that you have to do tshuva. The Gemara says that azay shteter in the bereise. Hashav bein tayim moichlem loy. Loy shav bein tayim afilu kol ayulin the book called afilavi kol ayulin the voice of boilem ain moichlem loy. It's fafalun. And vice toys that the Gemara means to say this exiled in a very and fafalun. Nothing will help. If he didn't do tshuva. So the Gemara says loy kasha. Hobby yochid, hobby tzibo. A tzibo. Previous pasuk Hashmin Leiv Ha'omaza. We're speaking about Ha'om. A tzibul. The tzibul lemaise. If they'll do tshuva, safila efta gzardin v'shav v'rofaloi. A yochid is after Yom Kippur, this gzardin is it won't help anymore. Meisvei, einei Hashem alekecha bo. Reishis Hashanah v'achrishonah. So Rabbein Shalom is Keseide judging Eretz Yisrael. Tomit. That means that Reishis Hashanah v'achrishonah. So Weiss, this is a besondere cheshbon of the achrishonah. The mishpat is itim letoive, itim lero. Itim letoive, keitzat, areisha yisrael rishoim gmurim bereish hashana. That's a yidin bar rishoim bereish hashana, poskul lahem gishomim buotim. So there's a psak that there'll be a small amount of rain. Lesayif chazru behem. They did tshuve. Lahisav aleim yefsher. Shekvanik zeregzere. Hakadosh Baruch Hu meiridam bizmanon al haoretz atzricha lehem. Hakel lefi haoretz. That means, Rabbeinu Shalom takes into consideration how much kshomim was nigzar, and these kshomim, they rain at the most opportune time, in the most opportune place, and the mele, that's how they're zoiche to have tvue with the mil kshomim. Gitim l'ro. Keitzat, arei sha Yisrael tzadikim gmurim b'roi sheshono, posko aleim kshomim merubim, l'seif chosru behem. Later they became ois tzadikim. Livcheis mehem yefsha. There was a gzeire that is going to be an abundance of rain. Shekvan igzer gzeire, ala kodesh boruch hu meiridan sheloi bizmanon. One shall make sure that it rains at a not opportune time, ala oret she'ena tzricha lehem, on areas which do not need the rain. Fine. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara's asking a kasha if Rabbi Yochanan said that after Exar Din, Tshuvas Harabim will help. So here we're talking about Klal Yisrael. Shreisha Yisrael Rishoyim Gemurim. So Lamaise, they did Tshuva. So Lachayiv, they did Tshuva. So Vavostaf Memachin. That this small amount of rain will be spread over in will be used at the most opportune time and place. Let them be oiked exere. There should be a lot of rain. Let's be moisiv on the amount of rain. And for the Gemara, shani hosom de efsha bohochi. So the Gemara says, no, we're not kereya the gzardin, since it's efshe bohochi. Now, that's mepshat, the Gemara is as follows. The Mesilas Yesharim says that tshuva is a gevalda kechesed. Tshuva is not alpidin. Tshuva is a gevalda kechesed, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom rechens Akiris harotzein ki akiris hamaise. That means that the Mesil Shishom says that a person was a rotzach, a noach. It's facts of life. This occurred already. You can't change the clock. You can't change what had happened. The Rabbi Nishlam, that's from the chasodim of tshuva that the Rabbeinu Shloilom is machshiv as akiras harotzen. If a person is mischaret on what he had done, ke akiras hamais. So it's a chesed. So that's the mer pshat in the Gemara is as follows. We learned before, tzadik Hashem b'chol drocho v'chosid b'chol ma'isav, or kiyat teshalom ki leish kemaseyu. So the Gemara says there's a seder of mitlechile ulabsoif. The cheshbon of lebsoif is that ksheroye she'ein ha'oilom miskayim bedin. So then the Rabbeinu Shalom does chesed. The chesed of tshuva to be oike the gzar din, that's also chesed. That's not din. The din was that Rosh Hashanah there should be yamid kshomim. So that's what the Gemara answers over here. Since it is possible that Klal Yisrael could exist with the Mid Kshomim, so the Rabbeinu Shalom is not Oiked Exardin. Because Kol Zman, we could avoid the Chesed, the Rabbeinu Shalom only uses Chesed when there's a Lepsoif. Ksheroi Yishen Oilam is Kayim Bedin, but if it could be Yakiyim Bedin, then the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't use any Chesed, and Shuv is a Gewaldic Chesed. The Turi Evan asks Akasha and the Gemara, we're learning now, from a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus relates that Yishai and Novi came to Chizkiyo HaMelech. He told them there was Nigzer Olav min HaShemayim, that he should die. And he was oike the gzar din with tvilim. So Frechter, the Gemara says that a yochid can be oike a gzar din. That's the Turi Evans kasha. One of the terutzim, the Turi Evans says that a melech is shokol kitzibo. Mishpat avdoi um mishpat amoi veistach ois, and that the melech is equivalent to the amoi. So a melech has a koyach of a tzibo, and it could be, and he could be, kereya gzardin. Toshma, yerdei hayom ba'aniyois, oisem eloche b'mayim rabim. Now this capital is speaking about sailors who went into the yam. Haymero ma'isei Hashem, v'yuma v'yamed ruach sa'oro. There was a storm, v'atroimim galov, yachaygu, v'yanu kashiker, v'yitzaku al Hashem, batzal lahem, yoydu l'Hashem chazdoi. Also lahem simonius. So, surrounding the Vayitzaku, there's simonius, there's nunen hafuchais. Ka'akin verakim shebetoire. These simonius are equivalent to akin verakim. Loi maloch, tzoaku koidim gzardin nenim. Tzoaku la'acha gzardin einu nenim. He says, that's what the posik brings down a scenario. As Vayitzaku, And Rabbi Yishlom will help them. So the Pasuk said, this doesn't work all the time. This only works if it's before Agzardin. After Agzardin, it won't work. And for the Gemara, so Sakash and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that after Agzardin, it can help. So the Gemara says, Haninami ki yechidim domi. That Yoda Yom Banias, even if you have an ocean liner like the Queen Mary, Mustama, it's still Yechidim. It doesn't have a din of a tzibur. And Memele, Sodavke Koidim Gzardin. Now, Dachsimir, I have two Ha'ores on this Gemara. Ha'ore number one, before Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about Tshuve, Gdeila Tshuve Shemekeras Gzardinai Shalodom. Here we're talking about tefillah. Vayitzaku al Hashem batzalahem. We're speaking about tefillah. Mispal to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. It seems, how did the Gemara know that tefillah also helps after? Tefillah, they are a tzibur. How did the Gemara know that tefillah helps after a gzardin? By a tzibur. The Emes and the Turiyah we mentioned before is also the same thing. It doesn't say that Chizkiyo the tshuva. Chizkiyo was mispalo. He was mispalo mikira islavova. He was mispalo, but it doesn't say he did tshuva. So somehow Chazal knew that tefillah also helps. That's number one. Number two, what does the Baraisa say? The Baraisa says that this is speaking about koidim gzardin. Now koidim gzardin, it seems there was a storm. There was a storm and it was bitter. Yachaygu v'yanur kashikha. Vayitzaku l'Hashem batzalem. And what would be if it wouldn't be Vayitzaku? Vayistoyis, there would be Fafalim. So l'chere here we do see like this Vas Emes, that afilo koidim gzardin, there's also onshim. That's verkehrt. Koidim gzardin, if they wouldn't have been Mr. Baal, both gonna be to geshäft. Vayitzaku. So that's why they were nene. So l'chere here we do see like this Vas Emes, that afilo before gzardin, there's also onshim. No, tefillah can help before Agzardin. The Masha asks Akasha, this capital in Tillim speaks about other tziyurim also. Speaks about, choylem, chavushim beveis asurim, holchim idboriyas, also says vayitzaku. What's over there? There is no simonius. It seems, manufshech, if there's simonius over there also. So why did the Gemara just bring down this case of Yerdei Ayom? So by all of them there's simonius. Vaisis, there's no simonius. This is no simonius, so Igufa Kasha. So Vaisis works all the time by them. He wants to say maybe, according to the Gemara's Teretz, it's good, because we're speaking about Arabim. That could be. There's more sick people than sailors in the Queen Mary, that's for sure. So could be, speaking about all the Cholim, could be this is Leida Take. There's a tzibur of choylem. Choylchem et boris veisech nisht. About koponim, that's the marshos ha'ore. Seems the Gemara only found some money is in this case. Toshma. Shola bluya hagiyeres es am gemliel. Ksiv beterascha mashala yisa fonim, ksiv yisa Hashem pono veilecha. Nitval psastire, nitvalo rabiyes yakoin. Amolo emshalach amoshal, mado vodoyma, lo odom, shenoyse bechavei raimone, vekovolo izman bifnei hamelech. And a person, they mon from him mone, vekovolo izman bifnei hamelech, v'nishboloi bechai hamelech. Igi ezman, v'loi pori. So the maise, there's a double avla. He swore bechai hamelech, and he swore bechai hamelech, and he didn't pay up, and also, there's a benol mechavei revir. Bola faises hamelech, v'amboloi, elboini mocholoch, lecha payis as chaveirecho. Chanami. Kan ba'aveire shebein odom la mokeim, kan ba'aveire shebein odom la chaveir. Yisa Hashem ponov.